Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. My name is Paul Segretto, CEO of Franchise Foundry, a proud sponsor of Social Geek Radio. Now, if you're really ready to geek it out, I'd like to introduce you to Social Geek Radio's hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Monson.
Well, this is Deb Evans coming to you live, not from Stagecoach, Texas this week, but actually coming to you live from New Jersey, and where it is so cool, Jack Monson. It's not 95 today.
Good for you. Get out of that get out of that Houston heat for a bit.
Yes. So, and how are you, Mr. Monson?
I'm terrific. I'm live in Chicago, home base tonight, so where it's been, let's see, the weather in Chicago today, hot, cold, rainy, sunny, storming, and calm, all within about 2 hours, so.
Sure, it's Chicago.
September in Chicago, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what have you been doing? Traveling, seeing some franchisees,
yes.
Seeing some friends?
All of the above, yes. Definitely got lots of the friends and family in, weddings, staying with my daughter, see longtime friends from New Jersey, but throwing in some franchise visits as well. So today I got to meet with one of our new franchise partners called Max Out Strength Studio, and they're in the Limerick Royersford area of Pennsylvania. So I got to go up to the studio, and I love it when you have these conversations, emails and webinars and phone calls and all of this, and then I get to meet them in person. And they are some very big guys. They're like 6'5", 7 feet. It's like, whoa, I've seen pictures. I had no idea they were that tall. But
you know, before they started doing Max Out, they were 98-pound weaklings.
They were. Yes, so it's a great franchise. I encourage everybody to check it out. We're still in the process of the FDD, but soon we'll have that done, and they'll be franchising. And then yesterday I got to hang out. I got to do a Google Hangout with our franchise friend Marianne O'Connell from FranWise and Lee Plave from Plave Cook and Shelley. And I spend off, to see if I can pronounce the name right, another franchise attorney, and we were talking about the NLRB ruling. So you can find
wow.
it on my LinkedIn profile, or if you go to franwise.com, Mary Ann wrote a blog post and put the video there, the Google Hangout. So really informative. I learned a lot about that because it's very confusing and scary. And not knowing, you know, where as a franchisor what you should be doing. So they were great in bringing it down to an understanding for everybody. So I encourage franchisors and franchisees to watch that video, and we plan to keep updating everybody on that.
Excellent. So I saw that you guys were doing that. I saw some talk about it on LinkedIn even. So. I'll have to check it out. You definitely had some heavies in the industry talking about
yeah.
that subject. So,
yeah, very good.
So very cool. And speaking of heavies in the industry talking
yeah.
about legal issues and political issues and business issues, we're almost at the IFA Public Affairs Conference, which kicks off early next week in Washington, D.C.
That's right. Yep, a couple days away, so we got lots to do there. We'll meet up at the Marriott in D.C. on, was it Pennsylvania Avenue? No.
Yeah, Pennsylvania
yeah,
Avenue,
Pennsylvania.
Right across the street from, what's that big...
that big white
big
building.
House. I think it's white,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah right there at the JW Marriott. We'll be kicking it off Sunday at 7:30 p.m. with a tweet up at the JW Marriott 1331 Lounge, which is right there sort of on the main floor when you enter. So anybody who's interested in attending the conference, or if you're just around the D.C. area and want to come over and do a little networking on a Sunday evening before the Bears beat the 49ers on Sunday Night Football, please stop on by. Lots of our friends and a lot of heavy hitters from the franchising industry will be there. And then on Monday is your charity walk, right, Deb?
Yes, it is. So we'll meet about 5:30 or so in the lobby. The IFA has a lot of shuttles going to over to the IFA new headquarters on K Street, I think it is. But some of us, we're not going to take that shuttle. You know, that's for you wimps. You go ahead and that's for wimps.
I'll be
you
on
take
the shuttle.
But yeah, we're going to walk the few blocks and do a Charity Miles walk, open up our apps, walk to the open house for the IFA offices. And then from there, we're going to walk, do a little sightseeing, walk by that big White House and go over to the World War II Memorial. That's a beautiful memorial. I loved doing that last year. And then walk back to the JW Marriott. So if you want to take the shuttle, that's fine. But if you would like to walk, we'll meet at the whichever way you want to do it, meet in the lobby, and we'll go over see the IFA new digs. It should be fun.
Right. And what's the charity tie-in for this?
You can walk for any charity you want, but most of us will probably be walking for the Wounded Warriors.
Yeah, great.
So that's
okay.
The
it's
charity.
For the Wounded Warriors. All right, I'll walk. I won't take the shuttle. There you go.
It's just a couple blocks. So we have.
And then also on the schedule too, I just wanted to mention on Tuesday the big keynote speaker was announced, John Boehner, Speaker of the House, Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. So you know this is no small enterprise. You know, we've got the Speaker of the House discussing issues with the IFA community this year. So very excited about that. And then on Wednesday we'll hit Capitol Hill and chat with some of the folks up there. So looking forward to a great week at the International Franchise Association Public Affairs Conference next week.
Yep, and there's also the leadership meetings too. So the convention committee is meeting. You'll be meeting. We'll be in the same room with the marketing and technology committee. You've got relations. There's all kinds of meetings going on. So there's something for everybody next week. But we should move on tonight at our topic of discussion, and our wonderful guest will release her from the green room and introduce Kyle Roberts, the Director of Franchise Development of HireLogic. And Kyle, how are you from Tampa, Florida tonight?
I'm doing great, and I want to thank you for inviting me on the show tonight. I'm grateful to be here and look forward to our discussion.
Very good. Well, we love, we love everything franchising, and Jack and I have been with IFA longer than probably either one of us wants to tell everybody. But over the last couple of years, one of the things that IFA put together was a branded community in Fran Social for our organization to have that exclusive community to talk about everything franchising. Now, HireLogic is, I say, our host for the Fran Social community. Tell us a little bit more about HireLogic and how Fran Social should and can be used within our community.
Absolutely. HireLogic is the leading social enterprise community platform for a lot of different organizations, associations, franchise organizations, and users groups, including all the Microsoft Dynamics users groups. And so we serve over 100,000 communities worldwide. And we're pretty much, this is all we do. We're great at it, and we're experts at it. We know how to ignite engagement, and we're all constantly improving the user experience. And one of the things I'm really pleased about is the timing of your invitation, because as you know, we just put out our brand new look and feel, and Fran Social looked brand new this week. And it's what they call a bootstrap. It's a responsive web design. It's the newest technology, and it's very helpful because you can have it scales to any device responsively, whether it be your smartphone, tablet, PC, or whatever device you need it to look at it on. And the beautiful thing about it is we've done everything we can to try to make it as frictionless as possible for the user. So we call it a frictionless user experience. So if you like email and that's your preference of how you connect in, you can respond right into the community from your email. You get a daily digest or a real-time digest in your inbox. You can respond right from your browser, right in your email system, and it goes right into the thread of the community. So it's very, very useful and easy to work with no matter what your technology skill set is.
I'm logging in just now on my iPad as we're speaking because I have not. I know it. The updates came this week, and I've been looking at it from my laptop, and I thought, oh, let me go check it from the iPad and see how it looks. But I do love the new colors and the feel of the platform itself. So as a user, let's say we've got a new user coming into Fran Social. They've not visited the community before. They're just now logging in. They've been in franchising forever, but this is going to be a brand new community for them. What suggestions do you have for them as they're diving in to join us in the conversation?
Well, that's a great question. And the first thing you would do is, I mean, you're already going to be, your information is going to be in the directory, but you go look yourself up in the directory, and you just, the best thing you can do is put a picture of yourself in your profile, because everybody feels connected to people they can see. And so, and then when you go to the annual conferences or meetings like next week, public affairs conference, you're able to, you see people and you've seen what they've talked about, or you've at least seen their face and you think, oh, I know that person. So it really does help with connection when we're all in our virtual spaces. So once you get your profile picture up, then I would say just, you know, a lot of people I talk to every day, in fact, are looking at the conversations, and some of them just don't feel comfortable yet to post anything, and that's a pretty common situation. But even if you go in and like a post that somebody else has done, go in and recommend it. There's recommendation buttons, and we have some of the new enhancements are the way people get points on Fran Social is that they have not only they get rewarded by points on three categories. One is if they get recommended by somebody. The other is if they get if they have reputation points, and that's a sum of all the recommendations and best answer. We also have a new best answer category. So the poster or the admins of the community can actually, if there's a big, a long thread of 8 or 10 answers or responses to a question, there actually can be a best answer post to it, a little icon that gets the best answer, so that people, when they're searching, or new members of IFA, you know, 2 years from now, a year from now, can actually go and search, global search anything, and even look for the best answer on something, and they can, it'll pull right back up. Again, it really helps with the onboarding and connectedness of people to get educated quickly on any given topic. So again, once you do your profile picture, you know, if you don't feel comfortable right away posting, start recommending people, start acknowledging people and saying that's a great answer, very helpful, even if you do it, just reply to sender, not replying to the whole group. So just somehow get connected with people and then look people up that are maybe like you or in your vicinity and try to network with them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no better compliment, I think, in any sort of online community these days than when someone likes or shares or recommends some post that you wrote or maybe a blog or something like that. And it really doesn't take much effort to compliment folks these days, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's like it. Now,
it's the best way to make friends.
Yeah.
Well, and you made a point, too. Now, it used to be, and I think you can still do this, when you do log on as a first-time user, you can just move your LinkedIn profile over into Fran Social, which makes it's just like a click away, and then you've got that profile, which encourages everybody to go back and make sure that your LinkedIn profile is up to date before you move it over to Fran Social or make, you know, any edits that has to be done.
And that's another thing, you can pull in your LinkedIn contacts that are also contacts in the Fran Social community. So you can link those together, and then you're automatically connected to them in Fran Social, just the ones that are in Fran Social. So it's a great tool to get connected immediately and not have to do much typing at all, if any. You're just pointing and clicking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I really like about it, Kyle, and I look at it every morning, I don't typically log in every morning to Fran Social, but every morning I get some sort of email message that someone in one of my communities or maybe one of the IFA committees that I'm a part of, someone has posted something interesting or asked a question or something like that, and I've got an alert that gets pushed out to me via email. I find that to be very helpful, especially for some people who may not want to log into something you know, once a day or something like that, but to get that email pushed out to them so they know that there's a new discussion or something like that, I think that's a terrific idea.
I'm glad you like
that. Really helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you like that, because one of the things we really strive to do is reach people where they are. We don't try to force them to fit our model and go to where we are. We want to go to them and serve them where they are. So if email is your preference and you get that daily digest or even real-time digest if you're on an active committee, you can respond now. The new technology and the new look will enable you to just reply via your email system right back into the community, and then boom, you're already in it. And so that makes it much easier. But that daily digest is the same way for me. I do it that way. And sometimes I just go on to the member-centric app and look at the apps, because you can look at recent discussions right off the top of all your communities. But those are great tools to just engage people and touch them right where they are. And then the whole idea is get them onto that front page, what we call, the front page of Fran Social, to see kind of like that morning newspaper, what's going on, what events are happening, who's talking about what are the latest files, and, act on those things you need to and move on with your day and, have all the information at your fingertips that you need to be empowered.
That's now, great. And outside of the Fran Social for the IFA group, it would work the same way for a franchise system where people who work at corporate headquarters for the franchisor and any of the franchisees could have access to sort of a private system where they're sharing information and they're chatting and they're sharing content of all types, but it would just be within their own community within that franchise system. Is that correct?
That's right. And that's my primary role, is to market that to the franchise organizations to better engage their franchisees, not only with themselves, but with one another, because we know franchisee engagement leads to bottom line results, good bottom line results, profitable results for franchise systems and franchisees. So that's one of the tools that are highly regarded, because you definitely want to have a branded, private, secure community of your own if you're in business for a lot of reasons. And, we can talk a little bit more about that. But there is a common quote out there, don't build content on property you don't own, because you want to be, especially if it's for business purposes, you want to be able to control that and measure it and report on it.
Sure, and somebody could pull the plug at any time and you won't know it.
Exactly. Or change the protocol and you lose your information. Yeah. And then so for new franchisees or new staff members that come on, they don't have searchable content later to get to it, or document sharing, things of that nature.
Well, and I don't know how many communities have, we not only have they're all IFA members, which I think is the number one advantage to this community, is that I know that anybody that's on Fran Social is an IFA member. But we have franchisors, we have franchisees, we have suppliers, that are members. So it's a great diverse organization and branded community.
That's true. And one of the things I like about it is, as you watch the dialogue and the conversations and the subject matter experts even on Fran Social, it's such a nice, like you say, a diverse population and diverse views that you can get a wealth of information. And so it really takes all of us to be committed to it and to be participants in it to make it even better as time goes on.
Any big plans coming up, Kyle? I know that we just got a refresh of the look and feel, but what's next for Fran Social, and also what's next with Higher Logic? Any big projects you guys are working on over the course of the next few months?
Very good question. Actually, the biggest thing I want to talk about, if you're interested, is to talk about this new release, and it's not just what you see, not the whole new clean functionality, but the kinds of things it does to not only help the end user to have a cleaner experience, to be able to respond via any location they're in, but also it provides an ability for the community manager behind the scenes, we have automation rules that we've put in play to make it much, much easier to be a community manager, meaning the people that behind the scenes at even Fran at IFA who handle the Fran Social platform, there's now hundreds of automation tools that if somebody hasn't posted a message like in 30 days, for example, but they've been an avid poster before that, there can be an automated rule that says if a person hasn't posted, they posted consistently until the last 30 days, an automated message can go out to them and say, hey, we've missed you. We'd love to have you back. We're going to hear from you. And there's
terrific.
Lots and lots of different ones, and there's kind of a and/or logic building system that you can build your own as well. So it makes it even a lot more fun and automated, like takes less time, but makes the whole community be more involved and responded to and active. So there's just wonderful tools in that regard. The automation rules are great. The other thing that we've done is we have a widget builder with this Bootstrap update. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but there's publicly available Bootstrap domains, the things you can pull in from anywhere. But what happens, and I don't want to get too technical on it, but the end result is you can take any active discussion, say, on the Fran Social platform and move it to the outside web page if you wanted it public-facing. You can take any outside third-party widget and drop it into the community. All very, very simple, and it's standardized language, and you can cut and paste aspects of things you like out in the public market in the widget builder world, so to speak, and plug it and play it on the community. So it's far more flexibility and ability to really adapt to the changing needs of any organization, including Fran's IFA. The other thing I like a lot that's happened, and again, this past week, is the best answer, because what is important is you really want to build a knowledge bank in your community, and the reason you want to do that is you want this to be more of an onboarding tool and a searchable resource for all of your stakeholders. And so the ability to, you might have a wonderful thread, but really that one best answer is the best go-to place to find it. Even though the other are great contributors, the best answer really helps build that knowledge bank and the information people can go to immediately to get. So again, much more ability to help the user experience, but also help behind the scenes. The other thing we have is an added recommended demographics. I know you're probably used to the LinkedIn endorsement. You can endorse people for different skills. Well, we have any organization can put in demographics or skill sets that people might have. Again, it's on their profile page, and people can go in and recommend them for those skill sets. So very similar to LinkedIn, but we've also adopted it into our community sites. And so that's an added feature. And then lastly, a great one is, if you go to post a blog, and I'd encourage you to go out there and do that, you'll find you're going to get your own unique identity URL. And then you can use that URL for your own personal one and put it in your email sign-off or anywhere you'd like to have it so that it actually has your name in it and then the date of your blog and the title of your blog. But you can just do your blog with your name URL, and it will bring you to all the blogs you've ever done. So again, people can start to become a blogger even on the Fran Social and have personal blog addresses. And that's a nice new functionality that you'll see when you go out there.
Yeah, that's a very cool part of even Fran Social as it stands now is the ability to do a blog. And, you know, we talk to so many people who, you know, Deb and I are always encouraging people to, oh, you should do a blog or you should write a blog post about this. It's a great, I see it as a great sort of entry-level blog place for someone, especially if they're writing something that might be specifically of interest to the other association members or maybe to the other franchisees within their own system. And you maybe don't feel comfortable going out and starting a full-blown blog and everything. You can do it right there within the HireLogic system just for your community.
Right, exactly right. Very good.
Very good.
So I just wanted to say lastly, in terms of what we're doing going forward.
Sure, go ahead.
Basically, going forward, we are doing all sorts of innovative things. As you probably know, we constantly add upgrades and enhancements to our communities. We have a product advisory council that is part of our client base that actually makes all these suggestions of the top ones that we should develop, and we're constantly developing, roll out new development technology, no upgrades and everything that costs no money for our client base whatsoever, but we roll them out, again, always with the mindset of what's easier for the end user and how to make it readable, clean, and accessible on any device. Another market segment we've just gone into this past year because we found it to be a huge interest in it, and that is the employer segment, large organization enterprise segment. And we've gotten a lot of interest with employer groups, and you've probably seen the articles where Home Depot and Starbucks and others are looking for these kind of communities just for their employees and to be able to engage with all their stakeholders within their own business model. So, again, this is really taking off not just in association world and not just in the franchise world, but really globally with all large organizations.
That's great. So let me see, Jack, any other questions that we need to ask Kyle about the functionality of FranSocial before, because we're coming up to the end of the show. It seems always to creep up on us really quickly here.
Yeah, it certainly does. Kyle, I guess for lack of time, if anyone listening is interested in getting more information on HireLogic, or anyone who's currently a member of IFA and they should have access to the FranSocial platform, what should they do? Where should they go to get their login information? And secondly, where can they go to get more information on HireLogic's information?
Sure. Well, I would just ask them to come to me right now, and I'll be happy to direct them to any FranSocial questions they have to get logged in and help them with that. So to make it easy, just contact me. It's Kyle Roberts, and I'm kyle@hirelogic.com is my email. That's kyle@hirelogic.com, or you can call me at 813-891-1800, and I'll be happy to help you any way I can.
Excellent. That's an easy-to-remember email address, kyle@hirelogic.com. And, Kyle, you will be at the IFA Public Affairs Conference next week in D.C., correct?
That's right.
Great. So if anyone is attending and you're interested in learning a little bit more about FranSocial, I'm sure Kyle would love to have a chat there at the conference.
Absolutely. Good. Well, very good. Well, I will see the two of you here, which is just a matter of days, and everybody else that's listening, in D.C. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and next week on Social Geek Radio, our special guest will be Philip St. Jacques of St. Jacques Marketing. So looking forward to talking a little bit about what happened at the conference and also some other marketing and interesting things that St. Jacques is involved in right now. So looking forward to that as well. Ladies, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time tonight, and we'll see you all in D.C.
All right, thank you.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.